Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
Expert warns of increased cost of living with current ZESCO tariffs. Kumawa Coalition urges government to take responsibility for delayed farmer payments. And DR Congo President outlines preconditions for a national dialogue. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has warned that the current high cost of electricity is likely to have a ripple effect on the cost of doing business in the country. Members of the public have recently raised concerns over high electricity tariffs, with many complaining that purchased electricity units are depleting faster than expected. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka today, Mr. Dodia expressed concern that maintaining the current tariffs will push up prices of locally manufactured goods, noting that electricity is a key input in the manufacturing process. Manufacturers of locally produced goods will have no choice but to increase prices in order to meet the cost of electricity, said Mr. Dodia. He further warned that the continued policy of commercializing the energy sector in the country is contributing to these challenges.
And this is really undermining domestic economic growth. And I think that the people are feeling it. And because they're feeling it, it's very, very difficult for them to make ends meet. And I think this is something as a nation we need to address. We need to maybe go back and change the policy which we put in some 10 years ago, where we decided that we want to commercialize the energy sector and leave the pricing of electricity and fuel to the private sector, who are predatory, don't care whether the economy grows in Zambia or not.
Opposition New Heritage Party leader Chalaka Teka has expressed confidence that between now and the general elections slated for August 2026, God will bring order to the opposition political arena. Ms. Kateka says she believes divine intervention will prevail amid the recent wrangles and divisions that have characterized several opposition political parties. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Kateka expressed sadness that some individuals enter politics to make a name for themselves and to make money rather than to genuinely serve the Zambian people, a situation she said has contributed to the confusion within the political landscape. There are some people causing confusion and some people doing everything possible to bring people together, said Ms. Kateka. Ms. Kateka said she has observed that many individuals are seeking leadership positions for selfish motives instead of prioritizing national interest and service to the people. However, Ms. Kateka said she remains hopeful that the will of God will prevail, stressing that true leadership must be anchored in humility, unity and service for the sake of the Zambian people. She has further called on all political players to reflect on their intentions and place the interest of the country above personal ambitions as the nation moves forward.
There are very few who are going in there to serve. A lot are going in there to make a name, to make money, out of jealousy and egos. Do you see what I mean? And that's what's causing all this confusion. However, having said that, I strongly believe that between now and August, God is going to do something. I really, really strongly believe that God cannot leave the Zambian people to continue suffering. So somehow out of this confusion, remember that
the Kumawa Development Coalition has urged the government to take responsibility for delayed payments to farmers instead of blaming banks for the prolonged payment process. Coalition spokesperson Chano Dangwira said it is unfortunate that government is attributing the delays to banks, citing lengthy Know Your Customer KYC procedures, when the real problem lies in inconsistencies in the release of funds. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices Chapak program in Lusaka today, Ms. Sangwira explained that the funds meant for farmers were already delayed at the source before reaching financial institutions. The inconsistencies by government is what led to the delayed payments of farmers, said Ms. Sangwira. He stressed that going forward, government must always ensure that adequate funds are secured in advance, especially when faced with such circumstances, to avoid disrupting farmers' livelihoods. Mr. Ngwira further noted that the late payments have negatively affected farming activities, adding that some farmers panicked and were forced to borrow money at high interest rates in order to sustain their operations.
Some of them have not yet been paid. As I'm speaking now, they are seeing that their maize being transported from these depots by trucks, bringing the maize to wherever or taking the maize to wherever. And they are simply saying, look at our maize. It has gone without us being paid. So this really is a challenge. And I want to challenge the Minister of Agriculture, who is a farmer himself, and above all, the President, who is a farmer himself, that if you were to put yourself in the shoes of these farmers that have suffered regards their payments, how are you going to feel?
The Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEC, has launched Empowerment Plus, a redesigned online application system aimed at transforming how Zambians access business loans, grants and preferential procurement certification. Commission Public Relations and Communications Manager Michelo Mukata says the new digital platform is designed to improve convenience, efficiency and transparency by allowing applicants to submit applications online and track their progress in real time. Mr. Mukata also says the newly launched online application system underscores the Commission's commitment to streamlining procedures and enhancing service delivery for citizens seeking economic empowerment opportunities. All prospective and existing clients are encouraged to familiarize themselves with the new system by watching the comprehensive tutorial video available on CEC official website, Facebook page and YouTube, said Mr. Mukata in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He emphasized that the tutorial provides step-by-step guidance on how to navigate the application process for business loans, grants and preferential procurement certification, and that current CEC clients are required to log into Empowerment Plus and update their details to ensure uninterrupted access to services.
So the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission is very excited to launch Empowerment Plus, which is a new online application system that will make it easy for members of the public to apply for business loans, grants, as well as preferential procurement certification. The platform is more convenient and user-friendly, and what the members of the public can enjoy is application from anywhere. You can also track your application in real time as well as get updates on the status of your application. We have designed Empowerment Plus to make the application process faster.
In African news, Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi has reaffirmed his commitment to inclusive and peaceful dialogue between all people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. In a New Year's address to the diplomatic corps in Kinshasa on Saturday, he said national unity was more than ever a fundamental requirement. His comments come as fighting continues in the east of the country between the army and the Rwanda-backed M23 rebels. Called for by part of the opposition, the idea of an inter-Congolese national dialogue has also been promoted by Angolan President João Lourenço in recent weeks. Coming up shortly, Gaza's Kirafa border crossing with Egypt reopens. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Palestinians have started to enter the Rafah border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt after it reopened for the movement of people. The crossing has largely been closed since May 2024, when the Palestinian side was captured by Israeli forces. The long-delayed reopening is a key part of the first stage of U.S. President Donald Trump's ceasefire plan between Israel and Hamas, which began in October. Only dozens of people will now be able to cross in both directions.